Welcome to another episode, and I must say that we thank you for all the messages that you are sending through, and we pray that we will continue to be a blessing to you through our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I'm speaking on the topic, keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. In times of difficulties, when everything look impossible, dark, and God seem to be far away from us, just as in the case of Job, we still need to keep hope alive. This means that our life is not always rosy. Even as believers, there are times that we go through difficulties, either through our own mistakes, either through a general recession in the country that you are in, or either through a pandemic like what befell the world. Hallelujah. And things become difficult for all of us. Everybody faces the difficulty of raising money, the difficulty of keeping up hope. People are afraid. Hallelujah. Fear grips people. Hallelujah. It is not only financial difficulties of certain problems that will necessitate us keeping hope alive. Hallelujah. There are some times that pandemic like COVID-19 can bring fear in us. Although most countries are now out of the woods and are opening up their economies, people still live in consistent fear as they don't know what will happen to them when they move out of their homes, when they go to the office, when they go to the malls, when they go out in search of what will put food on the table. So fear in times of difficulty, we need hope. Hallelujah. In times when we feel broken, dejected, disappointed, and hopelessness, and even question God and sound like we are wiser than him. Sometimes the problems of life and the things that we go through let us, you know, feel that we are wiser than God, and we begin to question him. We begin to say things that we may not, you know, have to say. Looking at the life of Job, he was even advised that he should curse God and die. How do we survive all these situations and still keep hope alive? Hallelujah. And still keep hope alive. Shall we read our first Bible verse from Romans chapter 4 verse 18. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 4, verse 18. So here, therefore, what is hope? He says, against all hope, Abraham in hope believed and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Abraham's life is a typical life of hope, faith in God. Hallelujah. To the extent that his current environment situation did not agree to what God has promised him. Hallelujah. Yet he believed that since God has said it, it will happen. Hallelujah. So we can define hope in this context as having a confident expectation that God will come through for you, either based on his promises, either based on logic, or the absence of it, the absence of logic. Hallelujah. We can define, faith or hope as this, that we have a confident expectation that God will come through for us, either based on his promise, based on logic, based on the absence of it. And when we read the Romans chapter 4 verse 8, Abraham's case is defied of human logic. Hallelujah. Because the Bible records that his body was dead and his wife's womb was also dead. There was no way Abraham could, believe in the promise of God that, look, you will become the father of many nations at his condition. Hallelujah. At his condition. So Abraham's hope was defied of human logic. That's why when we read Romans chapter 4 verse 18, it said, against all hope, Abraham hope. Hallelujah. Against all hope, even against hope itself, because Abraham's body was weak and his wife's womb was dead, shattered. There was no hope. In human logic, there was no way Abraham should have believed that God promised to him of making him a father of many nations through his wife Sarah and him would have come to pass. No way. Hallelujah. It is very important. So his kind of hope was in the absence of logic. And it is very important that when people are in this situation of difficult times, in situations where they are believing God for a miracle, in situations that call to keep hope alive, we do not have a mentality of entitlement. Hallelujah. A mentality of entitlement is one of the things that, pull us back. That's one of the things that make us lose hope when we are waiting on God. Every Christian, as a child of God, believes in the provision of God. And believing in our provision of God, we believe that when we ask God, whether it is according to his will or against his will, we should have. As far as we have asked, it is our expectation that we will receive. It breeds a mentality of entitlement. And we not knowing the plans of God and what will happen in future, sometimes our demands are against our own future. Our demands are against our own life. And God being all-knowing may put on hold to a particular demand just to make sure that conditions are right before he releases it. But we being humans, we may not see it that way. And with our mentality of entitlement, we'll begin to behave as if God has disappointed us, as if God did not come through for us, as if God has let us down. But that is not it. A story is told of a man who had a shipwreck and was left, you know, in some island without anything. He struggled and tried to adjust. He struggled to find wood and other things to have a shelter. One of the days when he went out to fish or to find food, when he came back, not knowing anything, what had happened, there is fire in this hut that he has created. Spent so much time, energy, to create this hut where he can have shelter. There is fire in it. He was dejected, he was disappointed, and he began speaking against God, not knowing the plans of God. He began cursing God, he began speaking against God. And lo and behold, there was a vessel coming to his direction. He says, wow, how did this happen? He waved at them. They came to rescue him. He asked the captain, how did you know I am here? And the captain said, when we saw the smoke in the sky, we wanted to see what is out there. Hallelujah. The misfortunate thing, the unfortunate thing that the man thought God had let him down was holding the key to his greatest miracle. So as men, our mentality of entitlement may not help us, but what will help us to keep hope alive in our Lord Jesus Christ is believing in his ways and committing everything unto him, knowing that when he promises us, he will never fail us. We have this song we sing, he has promised he will never fail. He has promised and he will never fail. God has never failed and he will never fail you. Just believe in his promises and just believe in his timing so you can keep hope alive in times of need, in tough times, in times when there are difficulty, fear is looming, in times that you are afraid of losing your husband, you are afraid of losing your job, you are afraid of losing your children. Cancer is in the body. There's a kind of sickness that you are facing. Just keep hope alive that he who has promised you will never fail you. Shall we read Job chapter 14, verse 7 to 9. For there is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, it will sprout again, and that its tender shoots will not cease. Hallelujah. Even when a tree is cut down, there is hope for that tree. Hallelujah. A tree, when it is cut down, there is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, that it will sprout again, and that its tender shoots will not cease. Hallelujah. As far as you have life, there is hope. As far as you have life, you are going to bounce back again. You are going to regain your health. What is important is life. Hallelujah. It says that though its roots may not grow old in it, though its roots may grow old in the earth and its stump may die in the ground, yet at the scent of water it will bud and bring forth branches like a plant. Hallelujah. At the scent of water it will bud. As far as you are alive, as far as you are alive, at the breath of Christ on your life, you will bounce back. At the breath of life from our Lord Jesus Christ, the sickness will run away. Hallelujah. At the breath of Christ, things will fall into their places. Hallelujah. We should not let our circumstance, our feeling of depression, the disappointments that we have gone through, the current situation that we face, kill our hope. We need to keep hope alive. Hallelujah. We have the tendency of comparing why it is okay for this person, why it is this person is going through this success and we are not going through it. When we feel disappointed and we keep questioning God, this happens, as I have said, because we have an entitlement mentality, or because we have become wary of keeping hope alive from the many disappointments and unfulfilled dreams. Hallelujah. Although we have many unfulfilled dreams, at the scent of water, it will bud and bring forth like branches, like a tree. Hallelujah. At the scent of water, hallelujah, God will come through for you. When we allow Christ into our life and says that, Father, Lord, whatever that you may wish, I go for it. Hope will come into our life and things will begin to fall in their places. Hallelujah. As Christians, these tough times become a test of our faith. Our faith is either strengthened or broken, and this may depend on either choosing to have confident expectation, hallelujah, either choosing to have a confident expectation that God will come through for us, or believing that his promises are yea and amen, or choosing to complain and rely on current indicators to draw your faith. Hallelujah. Will we choose to believe in God? Will we choose to believe that he will come through for us? Or we will choose to believe in current indicators? Will you believe in the current indicators that COVID is destroying businesses? Will you believe in the current indicators that businesses are going down and countries are facing difficulties? Will you believe in your current indicator that there's sickness in your body? Will you believe that things are difficult for you? Or you will have hope, or you have an expectation that God will come through for you. Hallelujah. When we believe that God will come through for us, no matter the situation we are facing, that is where our spirit gains strength. That is where our mind gains strength. That is where our body gains strength to fight whatever situation. And at the breath of Christ, every dead root, every dead stem, every dead leaf, every dead thing in your life begin to bud and bring forth branches like a tree in season. Just keep hope alive and rely on the promises of God. Rely on the word of God. Rely that he that you have put in charge will not sleep or slumber. He knows what he is doing. He knows what is right for you. Do not sit down. keep hope alive. Do not sit down. Continue on to pray. Do not sit down. Continue on to work. Do not sit down. Continue on to seek the face of God. Do not sit down. Continue on to read scriptures and draw hope from the stories of Job, from the stories of Abraham, that without any sign of hope, Abraham still believed and God came through for Abraham. Hallelujah. In keeping hope, there are certain people and there are certain situations that we need to be careful of. In the case of Abraham, it was Sarai. It was Sarai who did not have the same wavelength of hope, wavelength of faith in God, by recommending Hagar to Abraham. Hallelujah. It is the same way with Job and his friends and his wife. May you curse God and die. Hallelujah. When you are keeping and believing God, you need to check the people around you. People around you may either add to your faith or take out of your faith. Sarah thought that any child is a child, but not every child is the promised child. Hallelujah. God is specific, so do not try to help God. He will handle it in his own way. He says obedience is better than sacrifice. Work according to the ways and the standard of God, not according to worldly culture, not according to cutting shorts, taking shortcuts, hallelujah, that will lead you into more trouble, that will lead you into more problems than sticking to the plan of God. It is possible, hallelujah. He says that there is hope for a tree if it is cut down, that it will sprout again. I'm telling you that there is hope for you if you believe in God, that despite all the problems, despite all the troubles, despite your current situation, God will come through for you. Believe in him. Just be like Job. Just be like Abraham, who hoped against hope. God knows best. He knows what is good for you. He understands your situation. He feels for you. But he is a miracle-working God. He is a way maker. He knows what is good for you, and he is working and cooking something for you. Just look at him. Do not backslide because you have become weary on waiting on God. Do not do it your own way because you think that God has disappointed you. And as some people will say, God is on a vacation on your case. No, he is putting and working together for your good. His plans are perfect for you. We just need to ask him to open our eyes so we can see his plans, so we can keep up hope when times are difficult. Oh, that is when you need to pray the more. Do not let, you know, your tough time break you. Do not let the tough time let you speak against God. Be like Abraham, who was strengthened and was not broken. Hallelujah. I pray that as you listen to me, you will be strengthened. I pray that as you listen to me, your faith will grow and continue to hope in the promises of God, that our Lord Jesus Christ will come in for you. He will come through for you because he is a miracle working God who always fulfills his promises. Keep your hope alive. keep hope alive. Do not look at the current situations. Do not look at what is happening in your body. Be like Abraham when he did not look at his current situation. His weak body, the dead womb of his wife. No, do not be discouraged. Do not be dismayed in this situation, but be charged in the Holy Spirit to move forth. Do the things that you were not able to do and believe that God is with you. He will come through for you. Do not sit down to cry. Do not sit down to waste time. No. Begin to do what you were not able to do. Begin to take charge because you have been equipped with the Holy Spirit. Period. And God will meet you at your point of need. He is ever present in, is the very ever present in times of need. Hallelujah. He is always there when we critically need him. God will not disappoint you. My God will not disappoint you. Keep hoping and having an confident expectation that God will come through for you. His promises are yea and amen. Hallelujah. I may not know the problems that you are going through. I may not know your current situation. Whether it's the spirit of depression, fear, or financial problems, I may not know. But if we believe in the word of God and the promises of God, he will give us new directions. He will give us new plans. He will give us hope, and he will speak strength into our life that we will rise up again and we will become a strong army, soldiers soldiering on, overcoming every challenges and every problem. Beloved, do not lose hope and do not let your current situation become the only thing that you see. The Lord our God will raise a rock that is higher than you, that you can have protection under. He will raise a rock that is higher than you. And that is why you need to come to our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the solid rock that no one can touch you when you are with him. He is the God that is strong and loves you, that he came to share his life for you. Come to him. Come to him. In all the difficult moments, rely on him. Because he will never let you down. Thank you. May we pray. Father, I pray for everybody that have listened to this message. My God, my Father, let them be strong. Heal them of their diseases. Speak life into their dead situation. Financial problems, speak life into it. Oh, people who are losing their children to waywardness, speak life into the life of their children. People who have become depressed, speak life and bring hope into their life in the name of Jesus. Many disappointments are the things that we go through. Father, may you be there for us, oh God. We cancel every work of the enemy, every plans of the enemy. Spirit of the living God, be with us. Comfort us, O God, and may you sing a soothing music for our souls. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Beloved, you can write to me on newcharisgh@gmail.com. newcharisgh@gmail.com or alaocaesar@gmail.com. May the good God be with you until we meet again.
Bye-bye.